بسم الله I start with the name of Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning and no ending and exists without a place. Whatever you imagine in your minds, Allah is different from that. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, in his book Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyya, said, The Qur'an is the kalam, speech of Allah. Allah is the one who revealed its expression to his prophet without his own attributes of speech resembling any attribute of the creation. The believers believe with certainty that it is the kalam, speech of Allah, the Exalted. And that it is not created like the speech of the creations. Whoever hears the Quran and falsely says that it is composed by a human is a blasphemer. Allah dispraised, censured, and threatened such a person with saqar, hell. He the Exalted said in Al-Muddathir 26, Sa'uslihi saqar. It means I, Allah, will burn him in hellfire, since Allah threatened with saqar the one who says, as in Al-Muddathir, Ayah 25, Inna hadha illa qawlul bashar. It means this book is composed by a human. We know for certain that it is revealed by the creator of mankind and that his speech does not resemble the speech of mankind. So as you can see, this is the statement of Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, affirming the kalam attribute to Allah while clearing Allah Ta'ala from resembling the creations. So we cannot imagine that it is a speech like ours. The Quran is the kalam, speech of Allah. It refers to two matters. The book brought down onto Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the attribute of Allah. Hence, the saying of the author confirms both meanings of the Quran. The belief of the Muslims is that the kalam of Allah, which is his attribute, is not like the speech of the creation. It is not made of letters and sounds. It is without a beginning or an end. Whoever claims that the kalam of Allah has a beginning or an end is a blasphemer. The Quran, the holy book of Allah, is not composed of any human. It is the book. The Quran, the holy book, is not composed by any human. It is the book revealed by Allah to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is an expression of the eternal kalam of Allah. The one who claims the Quran was composed by a human, jinn, or any other creation is a blasphemer. Allah threatened such a person with severe torture in hellfire. Then Al-Tahawi said, the one who attributes to Allah a characteristic of mankind is a blasphemer. He who looks thoroughly into this takes warning, refrains from the sayings of the blasphemers, and knows that Allah, having his attributes, does not resemble mankind. So whoever believes or says that Allah has any human attribute is a blasphemer, as At-Tahawi said, وَمَنْ وَصَفَ اللَّهَ بِمَعْنَى مِنْ مَعَانِ الْبَشَرِ فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. Because he contradicts the explicit text in Ayah al-Shura, Ayah 11 of Surah al-Shura, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. It means nothing resembles Allah in any way. So hence attributing sitting, ascent and descent to Allah is likening him to the creation. This is in clear disagreement with the aforementioned ayah, other ayahs several hadiths, and the ijma' of the Muslim nation, Islamic scholarly consensus. I ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on the creed of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his kind al and his family, the creed of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.